The Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Immigration Service, Francis Pamdeti, says the service has arrested more than 100 illegal foreigners within the past 2 months. 50 of them, he noted, have been repatriated and the rest are in court. Speaking on Behind the News last night, Mr. Pamdeti said the service needs the collaboration of the public to flush out illegal foreigners in the country. He spoke with Ibrahim Kwati.
The resources of this country and the environment of this is our primary concern. And if something that for the little money they would get, it doesn't matter whether the environment is destroyed. It doesn't matter whether foreigners come and take the jobs that are reserved for locals. It's unfortunate. I think that the media with all key stakeholders, the NGOs, should drum it hard to our people that, listen, the resources we have in this country is for us to manage. And when security services are trying to take people who are not supposed to be in that industry out, we shouldn't, our activities should not be undermined by our own nationals and compatriots.
Mr. Pamdeti, with a seemingly pessimistic picture you are painting, do I say with caution that you have failed in your mandate to bring the situation under control? Because some of your people have also been accused of assisting some of these foreigners in their nefarious activities.
I believe the picture I painted was pessimistic. I don't think that was what I wanted to put across. But I would not say that we have failed in our fight against foreign activities in the mining sector. 2 months ago, we arrested over 125 foreign nationals. As I speak, 80 of them have been repatriated. The rest are in court. So when it comes to the enforcement of the law, I don't think that we have reneged in that mandate of ours. It is not as if the battle is lost, but I think that the concern that is being raised now is for all hands to be on deck.
That was the Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Immigration Service, Francis Pamdeti, talking to Ibrahim Kwati.